Welcome to Next Talk, powered by Compass Group. We're discussing how today's climate will impact the future of on-site food service. Bringing together the most innovative thought leaders, this series will explore how we adapt to the new normal, contribute to a successful outcome, and help lead the industry for the long term. Joining us today on Next Talk is Tristram Stewart, who's been called the godfather of the food waste movement and a significant influence on Compass's food waste strategy, speaking at our summits, being the catalyst behind Stop Food Waste NYC, and pushing us to be the leaders on fighting food waste in our industry. Also with us is Compass Group's SVP of Sustainability and Culinary, Amy Keister. It is really great to have this group together again.
Laura, I agree. Thanks so much for hosting this. And Tristram, I cannot thank you enough for agreeing on such short notice to be part of such an important conversation, talking about food waste and what it means in this new normal.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
And Tristram, what immediate changes are you seeing in this current environment as it relates to food waste, food insecurity, and community feeding?
Well, obviously the massive disruption to the industry has resulted in a large amount of surplus food arising, particularly within the hospitality sector, restaurants and their supply chains and catering companies, as I'm sure you will know, will have stockpiles of food. I mean, we've had kind of donations coming in of 10,000 pallets of milk from some of the big burger chains and things like that. That is a one-off blip. It won't go on as inventory reaches its expiry. What this means for the food redistribution sector, which I've been supporting for many years and particularly intensely over the last few weeks, to try to get some of that surplus food as much as possible into the organizations that can get it to vulnerable people. And we have a double whammy of a problem in terms of that vulnerability now. We have a lot of people who have always depended on some form of food aid who are now not able to access food through their normal channels because the community kitchens and other groups that have been serving them all these years have closed because of COVID. And then at the same time, we've got many, many more people entering into a new phase of food poverty for them because of tightening income, because of their inability to access food. And this has meant that demand for food redistribution, charitable food redistribution, has skyrocketed. So that's kind of what I'm seeing on the industry side. Rather more encouragingly, I've also seen a great deal of anecdotal evidence that people at home are seeing food as the precious resource that it really always has been, but which people are appreciating ever more now that they're kind of the threat to their ability to access food has, you know, shaken what we've always taken for granted or have been taking for granted for the last few decades, this cornucopian abundance that we've got used to. And people suddenly are realizing, actually, wow, I have to use every last scrap. I have to really make sure that I use all my leftovers.
Tristram, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think that is one of the silver linings of all of this, is the fact that, as we've been talking over the past, you know, many years, us at Compass for several years, on how food is precious. And I think with now people are being so resourceful at home that I think that awareness, it almost brings me back to how things were during World War II with like Victory Gardens and people were, and I think really what shaped a lot of our beliefs in food waste is from our grandparents who grew up in that era where it was so precious and valued. So I do think that is the silver lining and an area of hope, which is hopefully something we can continue going forward into this new normal. But I did want to applaud you. You've been extremely busy the past month in London on your food relief with the emergency feeding operation. Do you mind just kind of sharing a little bit about what you're doing there, what you're seeing, and how that's going?
Well, there's a great deal going on, and I'm not confined to one specific organization, but there's a couple who have always had my love and attention. Of course, Feedback, the charity that I founded, has remobilized itself. It's always done food redistribution that's been part of its activities, and it has really redirected its efforts towards that now, and they're reclaiming surplus food and getting it into kitchens to cook up fresh hot meals for people who really need it. And Toast Ale, the beer company, of course, has redirected all of its margin on online sales to support that, so that every beer we sell will help to feed one vulnerable person with a meal. I've also been helping with a wonderful charity called Food for All that I've worked with all over the world. Every Feeding the 5,000 I've done on the European side of the Atlantic has been with Food for All. They have enormous cooking pots, enough to cook 6,000 meals in one pot. I think that kind of scale can only be matched by large food service companies like Compass. No other charity can cook up to 20,000 meals a day as Food for All can. So we've been, those pots have been blazing night and day to turn surplus food into hot meals, and then they get redistributed and delivered to people who are unable to prepare and access food for themselves. And so it's really been amazing to see how volunteers, food donations, and money actually have been coming in to Food for All and to Feedback to support what has become for many a genuine lifeline.
Wow, that is incredible. And Amy, how is Compass Group tackling food waste in the midst of all these shutdowns?
Yeah, across the country, there's been incredible, incredible stories of food relief from Compass Heroes. I just want to take a minute to highlight one as it's personal, because it's here in my home state of South Carolina, the Spartanburg District 5. And there's this fantastic, there's one particular woman who really stands out in my mind. But really what happened was when all these schools were shut down, Ashley Mattis, her first reaction was just, what about the babies? Like, what about the babies that they're feeding every day, that their meal that they're reliant on every day is their school lunch? What are they going to do? And what I thought was so fantastic with this example is not only did they make healthful, delicious food for their babies, but they actually took the school buses and delivered it to make sure that they're getting at least their one healthy meal every single day. And it's stories like that that just really inspire you, and you see the good, and you really see, makes you proud to work for Compass when we can see that we're really giving back and taking care of our folks and our community.
And hopefully that's going to continue, right? I mean, as we rebuild, what do you think the long-term landscape is going to look like as we approach, you know, I guess what we're calling the new normal?
I think this will continue. I think as Tristram hit on it first on kind of when it comes to food waste, I think as individuals, we are so much more grateful and appreciative of having, you know, fresh produce, of being able to go into a store and get meat, to get milk, to get food. And so I think that appreciation is going to be continuing. And I am excited for Compass because I feel that our Stop Food Waste Day, International Day of Action, which is bringing awareness and great recipes, that Tristram has been fantastically supportive and really an inspiration on why we've been driving so hard with this, will be more relevant than ever. I also think that within our cafes, our guests are going to want to feel, how are we helping the community? And Compass does do a lot helping the community, and I think going forward it will even be more. What are we doing to make sure that we're supporting our local farmers and our local suppliers, as well as how are we ensuring that everyone's getting food, not just those that can afford it, but that we're really making sure that we're taking care of our community.
Agreed. And Tristram, what are your thoughts here regarding how significant reducing global food waste will be when it comes to looking at the long term?
I fight with my pessimism here. I think it's likely that everything will go back to kind of the profligate way in which we've operated for the last several decades. We, the global economy and consumer-led society. Certainly, though, I think there is a real opportunity to use this crisis as a portal, as a doorway into a new way of thinking. As I said, I think people have had their confidence in this abundance that we've relied on and got used to and taken for granted, and maybe you should strive to ensure that that realization stays, we need to make food systems more resilient. We need to depend more on locally grown seasonal products rather than extended international supply chains. And I think that actually, I, for one, realize in this moment how many of the things that I've, you know, bought and consumed, I don't need. And maybe many of us will come out of this crisis and think, actually, how much of that stuff do we really need? Any of it, you know, and if we consume less and waste less and are less profligate as a result of that, that would indeed be something if we can hold on to that idea of scarcity, of preciousness. And you know, if this isn't a good enough wake-up call, I don't know what will be.
How do you think Compass Group, since we are the world's largest, you know, on-site food service provider, how do you think Compass Group should shift our mindset and really start to think about things differently when we're on the other side of this?
Well, I think that's it. Focusing on the essentials of life. Yes, we all need food. We all need to consume. But let's do that within planetary means. And that's really been the message that, you know, I, for one, have been driving all along, is, you know, we don't need to waste food at the scale that we do at the moment. We should be taking every single measure available to us to prevent food wastage and generally from overconsumption. And you know, this is really an opportunity to say, actually, look, we've got to make this a number one priority. It's not just a nice to have. This is a core part of the business of a company like Compass. And I think, you know, apart from anything else, many, many customers will be even more acutely aware of food waste as a problem and generally of the preciousness of resources, and will want to see that from a large company like Compass. So you'll be sailing with the wind if you take a kind of proactive approach on food waste and generally food sustainability, I think.
Well, and you've been so instrumental in really, I think, motivating and inspiring our chefs to use their knowledge and to share that with all of our customers. So I know my behavior at home has certainly changed with the goal to reduce the number of trips to the store. And we're using everything we've learned from, you know, Stop Food Waste Day and to reduce food waste more than ever. So I think you're right. And Amy, that's, I think, the whole goal of making Stop Food Waste Day every day and taking that pledge and keeping it top of mind with creative solutions.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, kind of going, Christian, what you're saying, I completely agree. I love the word preciousness. And I think we are looking forward. We were looking forward in 2020, kind of where we want to be in 2030. And we're launching this new kind of food philosophy. And it's all about our food matters. And an integral part of it is our food waste commitment. So not just looking at reducing the food waste to align with the UN goals. But I think now's a beautiful time to work with the industry and really look at our supply chain and just see how can we become more efficient. You know, we've dabbled in it at the farm level with our Imperfectly Delicious, and it's over 10 million pounds of rescued produce, which is great. But I think now's a great opportunity for there to be a shift that we can really look at how can we be more efficient. And, you know, we're all, prior to the current climate, everyone's been asking, how are we going to feed the world in 2050? And Tristram, I know we agree, and I've learned most of this from you, is we have the food. We just need to make sure that we're getting it to the right people and we're not wasting it in different levels throughout the supply chain or within individuals. So I do think that is the silver lining out of this, and I think Compass is well positioned since we have mentors, inspiration such as yourself, Tristram, on helping us shape and keep us honest on our commitments and continuing to push and drive us.
You know, Tristram, you're an author, you're an expert on the environmental and social impacts of food, and I think it would be really important for some of our listeners to hear, why does reducing food waste matter so much to you? Why is this your passion?
The food production system is the single biggest impact that humans have on nature. It's the single biggest cause of deforestation, species extinction. It's the biggest source of greenhouse gas emissions. It's the main reason soils are being eroded. It's by far the biggest user of fresh water, you name it. the food system is there right in the mix of the ecological crisis, which is the really massive global crisis that we are in the middle of. And the fact that we waste a third of all of that food annually is two things. It's both a completely outrageous scandal and also a really brilliant opportunity if what we want to do is reduce our environmental impact, increase the amount of food available to people who need it, and do that within the constraints of what our economy needs, which is, you know, to make the most of what it has. So food waste is a really key opportunity. Everyone can see that that is something we should and can do. And it's one of these great unifiers. Doesn't matter who you are, you can see that wasting food on the scale that we do at the moment is something we need to change. And I like that. I like the fact that people will come together around the idea. It doesn't matter what your economic background, your political affiliation is. Food waste is something we can all rally around, and certainly I've seen its galvanizing effects in my campaigning work around the world. So it is something that bugs me. It's also something that excites me because of its power to communicate the bigger picture about how we need to look after each other, ensure we're all well fed, and how we need to look after planet Earth.
Wow. I mean, I think awareness is the first step, right? And then that leads to changes in your mindset and the way you're thinking, of course, and then that leads to behavioral change. So, wow. Yeah, well said.
One last question, just on you've really done a great job on creating Toast Ale and bringing awareness to food waste in an absolutely fabulous celebratory way by tackling the waste in bread by making delicious beer. What do you see next for Toast? And is there anything, another line of food that you're looking at, or is it too soon to say, given everything that's going on?
Toast was set up with a cause in mind. And very soon after this, we remobilized the organization to focus precisely on that cause. We've always been about helping charities to help others, and that's what we're leaning into now. We've always been about saving surplus food, and that's ever more important now. And I think this is really Toast's opportunity to shine as a brand, as a product. People stuck at home who want to enjoy a beer at home can help simply by ordering a case of a Toast Ale through our online shop. This is in the UK only, and by doing so, they are going to fund for every can they order a meal. Now, that is just the kind of thing that I think people really want right now. So for me, this is just a continuation of what Toast Ale has always been about. If anything, an amplification. We can help. That's what we've always been there to do. And that's what the team, amazing team, are doing. Now, unfortunately, there were a few of the organization who have had to take what we call furlough. The government is paying 80% of the wages of anyone who has temporarily been put out of work by the crisis. Those individuals have been among the greatest heroes of them all. They're actually volunteering for the charities that are doing the emergency feeding operations. I'm daily in contact with them, and it's incredible to see how Toast Ale's culture of caring has really come to the fore in this crisis. So that has been very reassuring to see that we haven't crumbled under the pressure, quite the opposite, we're flourishing.
And I love that phrase, the culture of caring. So I think collectively we all do hope that that is something that continues with us long, long into the future. Thank you both so much for such an insightful conversation. I think we're all walking away with a lot to think about. But before we do, let's have a little fun. We're going to have our speed round. And this is really a way for our listeners to get to know you a little bit better. So Tristan, we'll start with you. What are you most excited about doing once social distancing is over?
Staying at home more.
Because you've been so active.
Yeah, it's just exactly what I've always really wanted to do, is stay at home more. I am one of the extremely lucky ones. I live in a place with infinite open space. I have several housemates. There's a little community here. Staying at home is wonderful.
Is there anything that you've started doing during this time that you want to keep going once we get back to normal?
It's given me more time to extend my vegetable gardening, which has always been quite extensive, but is now, you know, probably doubling in its scale. And I think that's something shared by many people. If you look at vegetable seed companies, they are absolutely slammed with demand. People are at home. They're worried about food security. The amount of homegrown veg that will be produced this year is going to be phenomenal.
Another positive. And if you had to choose, what would be your top choice right now? A puzzle, a podcast, board game, movie, or a good book?
Audiobook whilst digging my potato trenches.
I like that multitasking. Do you have an audiobook that you would recommend?
I am currently reading / listening to Jared Diamond's Upheaval, which is his latest book. One very, very well aimed at today's crisis is about how nations survive crises.
Oh, fascinating. I think a lot of people would be interested in reading that. Okay, Amy, are you ready? Same questions for you.
Sure.
What are you most excited about doing once the social distancing is over?
Going out to eat with loved ones.
I think we have a lot of celebrations to make up for. I agree.
Yes.
What's something that you've started doing during stay at home that you really want to keep going?
Daily bike rides with my son, Jackie.
That's nice. And if you had to choose, puzzle, podcast, board game, movie, or a book?
Book, but almost all the above, given how the days have been. But definitely, I have been appreciating the extra time reading.
Excellent. And do you have any recommendations?
I'd say the best book I've recently read is Melinda Gates' book, A Moment of Lift. Highly recommend that one.
Nice, and I was very fortunate to receive that as a gift. So, yes, I'm also reading that. Well, thank you both so much for your time. I mean, this has just been really, really incredible conversation, and we look forward to navigating what's next together. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We want to keep this conversation going. Join us at compassgroup.podbean.com to listen to a new episode every week. If you have questions or a request, send them to envisiongroup@compass-usa.com. Until then, be safe and be well.